May 22nd. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle kills his hero. On this day in 1859, English author Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was born. He was famous as the creator of Sherlock Holmes. He was also a physician and ophthalmologist, whose business was not successful. He started writing stories while waiting for clients to turn up. Luckily for us, not many did. So a lot of Sherlock Holmes stories were the result. Conan Doyle eventually got fed up with Holmes and his sidekick, Dr. Watson, and killed them both off, hoping to concentrate on more serious historical writing. However, the public outcry was so large that he was forced to resurrect them. He also wrote poetry, some of it with a mysterious and ominous feel, not unlike his books. Here's one of his poems called A Tragedy. Who's that walking on the mountain? Who's that moving on the hill? They are passing mid the bracken, and the shadows grow and blacken, and I cannot see them clearly on the hill. Who's that calling on the moorland? Who's that crying on the hill? Was it bird or was it human? Was it child or man or woman? Who was calling so sadly on the hill? Who's that running on the moorland? Who's that flying on the hill? He is there and there again, but you cannot see him plain, for the shadow lies so darkly on the hill. What's that lying on the heather? What's that lurking on the hill? My horse will go no nearer, and I cannot see it clearer. But there's something that is lying on the hill. Today, I will strive to make the best possible use of the time that I have. I will not make idle moments an excuse to do nothing.